We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting this broadcast service to this precious people today. We are thankful for the love of God extended to one and all. And so we pray that as our service goes forth to this people, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each heart. We see our congregation, you see the burdens, the cares, the concerns that they have, and we're asking you to minister to them out of your great heart of love. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
From the dust of the earth, my God created man. His breath made man a living soul. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, and that is why I love Him so. For I was made in His likeness, created in His image, for I was born to serve the Lord, and I can't deny Him. I'll always walk beside Him.
Scriptures teach us that the whole duty of man is to fear God and to keep His commandments. So we were all born to serve the Lord. But it's sad indeed that many, many people are not doing that. They are serving that wicked one rather than serving the true and the living God. But nevertheless, it is God's will that we love Him and that we serve Him. And if you do not know the Lord, I trust that even through this broadcast service today, we can persuade you that Christ's way is the right way to live. Apostle Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Yes, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there is a definite change in your heart and in your life. On today's broadcast, our subject is the Christian's great aim. And our text of Scripture is taken out of the book of Romans, chapter 2, and verse 7. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. The Christian's great aim. There are three important points in our text, and I'm going to read the text again. Romans chapter 2 and verse 7. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. So I'd like for you to look with me at these three points as brought out in this text of Scripture. And first of all, the supreme purpose in life is well-doing. Yes, the supreme purpose in life is well-doing. There's much activity in the world today. I'm sure you are aware of that. But much of the activity that is going on in the world today is to the detriment and to the harm of humanity and not to their good. Not well-doing, but evil-doing. And we see a world that is filled with sin and wickedness, heartache and misery and woe, because there is a lack of well-doing. So there is much activity in the world, but the Christian's great aim is well-doing. Some labor hard and accomplish little. That's true in the temporal world as well as in the spiritual world. It is not well-knowing No, it is not well knowing, it is not well promising, and it is not well professing, but well doing. That's what really counts. Doing with the right motive to God's glory. A lot of people are doing what they're doing with an ulterior motive, sometimes with a vindicative motive. But when it comes to the Christian's great aim, their desire is to do what they do for the glory of God. Doing with the right motive, doing it to the glory of God. And when you do things for the glory of God, you'll do things that will be beneficial and helpful to humanity. Sin is a reproach to any people, but righteousness exalteth a nation. So in our well-doing, let us do it with the right motive to God's honor and to God's glory. Now, doing it in a right manner, earnestly, wholeheartedly, whatever thy hand finds to do, do with thy might. We read in the book of Revelation, one of the letters that Christ dictated for John to send to one of the congregations, he said they had left their first love. And to another congregation, he had said that they were lukewarm. I would have you hot or cold, but because you are lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So in our well-doing, let's do it in the right manner. Do it earnestly. Do it sincerely. Do it with our whole heart. After all, God is worthy and deserving of our very best. Now, the prompting element in our doing is love. Yes, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And one of the writers quotes him as saying, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. I have said many times, those who are living for God are those who love him. Those who love God are serving him. Those who love God are endeavoring to please him. Those who love God are endeavoring to do well-doing. So our happiness is found in well-doing. Yes, D.S. Warner wrote a hymn in this hymn he mentioned, who but the Christian is happy and free, filled with the glory of God. And another writer of a hymn said, there is joy in the Lord. Yes, there is joy in the Lord. There's joy in living for God. It's not some irksome thing. It's not some sad thing. It's not some gruesome thing. No, serving the Lord is a happy way to live. It's a joyful way to live. Are there trials and tests? Well, of course, there are trials and tests, and there are battles along the way. And Satan would try to make it just as miserable for us as he possibly can. But I say there is joy in doing what is right, and doing it well, doing it earnestly, and doing it wholeheartedly, and doing it out of a heart of love. It brings happiness, and it brings peace of mind, and it brings joy. Do you like to be around people who are grumbling and grouching all the time? Do you like to be around that kind of... No, the first thing you know, if you aren't careful, they'll pull you down with them. But be with someone who is happy and joyful. It lifts the spirit. It encourages you. It helps you. And who but the Christian is happy and free? Who but the Christian has the right and the privilege of being joyful and of living a joyful, happy life? Now, the second point that I want to mention in regard to our text today is the secret of success in life, and that is continuance in well-doing. Notice that in the scripture that I read about the continuance in well-doing. It is not those who run well for a time. No, it's not those who run well for a time, but those who keep at it, that reap the reward. The Apostle Paul said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Sometimes there are things that are difficult to face and things that are difficult to go through, and old Satan would like to use them to turn us aside. But, beloved, encourage yourself in the Lord. That's what David did. He was weary, but he was still pursuing. And so the battle does get hot sometimes. The trials may seem like they're never going to end, but keep on going. Be not weary in well-doing. Be not weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Someone said, no work is well done that is half done, or done by mere fits and start. Let me repeat that quote. No work is well done that is half done, or done by mere fits and starts. The world's greatest achievements have been wrought through perseverance and application. So with God's work and service, it must be done with perseverance, and we must do it with application. And if we do this, we will be successful in living the Christian life. It is not enough to begin well. No, it is not enough to have done. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, said something to the effect that you did run well. Who did hinder you? So it's not enough to just begin well. We must end well. We must continue, and we must end well. Occasional zeal and sensational spurts in religion will get you nowhere. I say, occasional zeal and sensational spurts in religion will get you nowhere. Someone has said flying comets attract attention temporarily. Fixed stars shine on. And that's certainly true. It takes patient continuance because there are forces that obstruct and circumstances that try us. You don't have to look any further than the book of Job to see how he was tried. However, God brought him out in the end with more than ever before. So we are to be patient in our tribulations, but we are to continue in our well-doing. It takes patience and continuance because there are oppositions, and there are oppositions to overcome, but by the grace of God, we can. For the Lord told Paul, and I'm sure the same is true for all of us, Paul had sought the Lord 3 times to remove a certain thing, and the answer he got from the Lord was, my grace is sufficient for thee. And I believe that is true for every one of us. God will not forsake us. God will not fail us. But his grace will be sufficient, even though there are oppositions and trials and tests to face. Now, the third point that I want to mention is the high object of pursuit, and that is eternal life. Paul said in our text, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. So we have a goal. We have an aim. We have a purpose in our Christian's great aim and in our living the Christian life. A rich reward awaits true Christian perseverance. I say a real rich reward awaits true Christian perseverance. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. So we read in the Word of God, be thou faithful unto death. Again, it's not enough to start well. It's not enough to run well for a while. But we must continue in the grace of God. We must finish well. In ancient Greek, in the Olympics and the games that they had, in the foot races, they were to keep within a certain line or a certain border. Even if they crossed the finish line ahead of others, if they did not stay inside the line, they did not win the prize. And beloved, there are lines for us to stay in. And the I'm talking about the Word of God. We are to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so if we want to end well, we must not only start, but we must stay within the line as we journey through this life. So the Word of God says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Yes, I believe that there is something after physical death. I do not believe that physical death ends at all. I know there are those who think we're just animals, and when we end our earthly life, we're going to return to the dust, and that's going to be the end of us. But that is not what the Bible teaches. The Bible does teach that as far as this physical man is concerned, we were taken out of the dust, and we're going to return to the dust. True enough. But the spirit returns to God who gave it. And also Jesus Christ and the Apostle Paul and others taught that there would be a resurrection. And Paul taught in 1 Corinthians 15 that whenever we are resurrected, this mortal shall put on immortality. And the Apostle John has taught us that whenever Christ comes, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And Christ today is a spirit being, a spirit glorified. He has a spiritual glorified body, and we shall have a spiritual glorified body whenever the change takes place in the resurrection. So there is something beyond this temporal world. There's something beyond physical death. There is the possibility of eternal life. But the thing about it is, we must obtain that prize, we must obtain that experience in this time world. And we must be faithful and live consistent Christian life, as the scripture said, "Be faithful unto death, and then we shall receive the crown of life." Christ is coming. Yes, he is coming, and he's coming to judge the world. And he's coming to give eternal life to those who have been faithful to him. To those on the right-hand side, he will say, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." It's really beyond our mind's comprehension what eternity will be like with God. But, beloved, I want to find out. I want to experience that. Yes, I want to experience eternal life. And that's why Jesus Christ came into this world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Jesus Christ came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And Jesus in his prayer in John 17 said, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." Now, beloved, what I'm talking about now, eternal life, is obtained through a sincere, genuine experience of salvation. It's not obtained through mere religion. It's not obtained by water baptism or joining a church. It is obtained by receiving Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior, being resurrected from the dead state of sin to life in Christ. So, the great aim of the Christian's great aim is to be true and faithful in this life, to live faithful, to do all to the glory of God, and in the end of this earthly life, go to be with the Lord and have eternal life. The things of this earth are transitory. They're temporal, only for a time. And even if the world were to stand another million years, you're not going to be here forever. I'm not going to be here. No, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So the things of this earth are transitory. They're only temporary. So why set your affections on the things of this earth and let that rob you of eternal life? No. The Word of God says, "Set your affections on things above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set not your affections on the things of this earth, where moth doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Now the things of eternity, they remain. Yes, they are eternal. So the things of eternity remain. So the Christian's great aim is to live for God in this world, in well-doing, to be consistent in his Christian living, and then to obtain that eternal prize of eternal life. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit accompany the scriptures and the words that have been given, that souls will be benefited and souls will be blessed. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You may own many mansions, much silver and much gold. You may have success in life and feel you've reached your goal. But all of this can't save you or satisfy your soul. Unless you've got salvation, my friend, you've missed your goal. You never really live till you've known the Lord, till you felt his presence, trusting in his word. Day by day beside him, as on the path you trod, you never really live till you've known the Lord. When you get acquainted with Jesus, everything seems new. The things that you once hated are the things you love to do. You'll go to church on Sunday and attend prayer meeting too. It'll make you love your neighbor and all of your enemies too. You never really live till you've known the Lord, till you felt his presence, trusting in his word. Day by day beside him, as on the path you trod, you never really live till you've known the Lord.
We trust that our Way of Truth broadcast today has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. If you go to our webpage, you can listen to a number of our broadcasts. You can also join us in our regular Sunday services. Our morning worship begins at 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. That's Eastern Time, and our services are broadcast live over the Internet. www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Avani Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast today. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.